Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Always Dick brings a guest with him, so I will let you introduce our special guest.
I'm privileged. Nan Clay, who represents two of our longstanding agencies that Commerce Community Cares, will bring information to us concerning what her programs do and the people in the community that she touches through the library.
Good. Nan, thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me, and thank you, Dick, for inviting me. And thanks for all the support that Commerce Community Cares gives the library and the literacy program. We couldn't do it without all our faithful supporters.
Now, people of a certain age, such as myself, when we think of the library, we think of rows and rows of books. And you all still do that and still have the books. But
yes.
Wow, you're into a whole lot more than that now, aren't you?
Yes, we do. And you think about a book as being a print book. It could be, but it could also be a large print book. It also could be an audio book. And we also have access to a lot of e-books through our Overdrive Northeast Texas digital collection that you can find a link to from our website.
And so someone could get access to an e-book through the Commerce Public Library but never actually go into the building.
That's exactly right. You do have to have a library card. So you'd have to visit once and get that library card, yeah. And then after that you could do with that.
Well, it's a charming place. I think anybody who visits once will want to come back. It's a very pleasant place to be.
But yes, we love it, and we love the old building.
Right.
It needs work, but it's beautiful.
Well, if we get a chance, I want to ask you about that. But now, you were also telling me that in addition to the e-books, of course, you mentioned audio books, you have a sort of a streaming video service,
yes,
or movie service?
Yes, our Overdrive is, we have a button on the website to Overdrive. It links to the consortium that we belong to that offers us ebooks and audiobooks, or actually that's one and the same but different format. And also they are adding just recently have started adding streaming videos. So there are not a lot of selections now, but there will be more in the future. You can also read books in Spanish from that, from Overdrive, with the ebooks.
And there's
that choice.
There's no charge for
there's
these.
No charge. All you need is that library card and that number in order to register for the first time, and then you log in and you can get your books for free.
What a deal.
Yes, it is.
That is a fantastic deal. Well, you do it. There's a lot of other things that you do as well that I'm aware of. There's children's story time basically once a week.
Yes, we have a wonderful preschool story time that's led by a former kindergarten teacher, and she does wonderful things with the children, and they all have a great time crafting stories each week, 10:30 on Tuesday mornings.
And my wife and I went into the library several months ago and got passports.
Yes, we even take photos, and a lot of places where you apply for passports don't offer that service, but we do. So, and we have a good photographer. It'll be a good picture if you come in and do that with us. It's been a really good fundraiser for the library.
Oh, that is it. So that makes
yes, we money. Each passport we receive $25, and we receive the proceeds from the photos, which are $8 each.
Right. We're talking with Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares and Nan Clay with the Commerce Public Library. Now, you were telling me also about the Commerce Literacy Program. You're doing some great work there, and that has a lot to do with adults who are not able to read.
Yes, currently we have an adult literacy program strictly for adults, and we offer GED preparation. We offer adult literacy help with reading. We offer English as a second language help. We have a literacy classroom in the library with lots of materials that we can use. We have tutors who come regularly 3 times a week and help with whoever needs to come in.
Mm-hmm. And you were telling me about one particular person who's accomplished so much through this program.
Yes, one gentleman who comes every single time came. It's been at least 2 years ago. He could not read well at all, and he wanted to. And he can now read fairly fluently, and he enjoys still reading aloud to the tutors. So he still comes regularly, but he has learned to read.
Yeah, Dick, you all are into now. Commerce Community Cares is into your fundraising part of the year.
We are. Letters went out this week, and those on our mailing list should be receiving them. And they explain what our goal is, which we set a pretty lofty goal this year of $25,000 that we're trying to raise in the community. We have always been successful with our goals, so we set a high bar, but we just know our community will come through like they always have.
And you have an event coming up Monday, September 22nd, sort of to kick this thing off.
That's right. Those donors that give $250 or more become patrons. And each year we honor those patrons with a hamburger supper. This year it'll be at the Benny Keith Hospitality Room. And we generally provide some entertainment. And, oh, Mark, I got to tell you, I'm so excited of the entertainment this year. It's going to be just great. We're going to have our local celebrity, Brad Davis, has agreed to come and put on an intimate performance for us.
Well, Dick, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares and Nan Clay with the Commerce Public Library and the Commerce Literacy Program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.